我们实在感谢主。
Indeed, we praise and thank the Lord.
主的话上，我们越过越照明。
The Lord's words are more evidently displayed before us.
他不单是叫我们看见，神要安慰他的百姓，是借着他的儿子，他的仆人所做成的。
Not only does the word of God show us that God is to comfort his people through the finished work of his son,
并且依照他的儿子所做成的，就带出他那荣耀的安排和永远的定规。
But also through the finished work of his son, God brings forth his glorious eternal work and arrangement.
这是非常大的事情。
And that's indeed a great thing.
人对神的作为常常是完全的，连边都没有摸到。
Though many a times man would not even come even to the border of God's arrangement and God's work.
我说的人只是说称为认识主的人，包括我们自己在里边。
And when I say man in general, I'm speaking of those who are called to know the Lord and including ourselves.
如果连我们这些在主里边的人也常常对主所要做的工没有掌握到非常的明确。
Now for us who are in the Lord, if we are not very clearly to grasp on to the work of God,
那难怪那些不认识神的人，他们对神的事情真的是乱七八糟。
Therefore, it is reasonable then for those who don't know the Lord to be extremely confused about the work of God.
今天看报纸就看到一个人写文章。
Today I saw a newspaper article.
当然也是围绕着四川地震的事情了。
Of course, the article was also about the earthquake in Sichuan.
他就带出一个这样的意思。
And this was his meaning in the article.
平常那些宗教，他叫做宗教家。
And what he termed those religious people.
说了好多好多好多的事情，现在地震一来了，他们都不说话了。
These religious people often have much to say, but now with this earthquake, they are silenced.
他们平常说可以有什么能力，有什么法术可以改变什么什么。
The article said that these so-called religious people always claims that they have such power to change this and change that.
但是没有看见他们像他们所说的那个大能的来祈求阻挡这些事情发生。
Yet you never see these so-called religious people to pray to their higher power to stop these things like the earthquake from happening.
当然，在一些大的灾难发生的话，引起也有这个想法。我们完全可以理解。
Of course, it is in a way very reasonable for us to understand when such a great natural disaster happens for man to have these kinds of thinking.
但是这样的想法如果在神的儿女们当中出现的话呢，也不是很稀奇。
Even if this way of thinking were to appear amongst the children of God, it would not be strange.
因为我们把神正面跟我们所说的话，我们都没有掌握得住。
That is because we cannot very possibly grasp on to the word of God as spoken to us.
那是神根本就没有讲的话，人要在那里找他们要的答案，那当然是找不着。
Then when men try to seek for the answer which they want for themselves in the word of God, they surely cannot find it.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神是乐意安慰他的百姓。
God is willing to comfort his people.
神也做了人没办法想象得到的那一个工作，来叫他的百姓受安慰。
And God have already finished a work that is unimaginable for us in order to comfort us.
但是神这样做，他是有他的根据的。
Yet when God works in this way, it is according to him.
他的根据就是他在创世以前所定规的旨意。
And that foundation is according to his will, which he has willed before the foundation of the world.
我们的神从来不做偶然的事。
Our God does not work accidentally.
他做的都是在他计划里面要执行的。
All that God does is according to his will, his plan.
那所以我们看到，当53章，弥赛亚，神的仆人 那样显出来的时候。
Therefore, in chapter 53, when we see the Messiah, the servant of God, manifested to us in this way,
神就非常明显的对着他的百姓说，你们就根据弥赛亚所做的去享用他给你们的拯救、挽回、释放。
Very clearly, we can see that God commands His people to follow, to enjoy the finished work of the Messiah, to enjoy the deliverance and the comfort.
但是我们一回到神的永远的旨意里面来看神的儿子的所作。
But when we go back to the will of God, the eternal will of God, to see what the Son of God has finished,
我们就看到一件事情非常非常明显的。
Then we can see one matter that is very, very evident.
神的安慰。
God's comfort.
神的挽回。
God's atonement.
神的拯救。
God's deliverance.
并不再局限在以色列神的百姓。
They are not limited to the people of God of Israel.
我们从五十三章以后就看到神一点一点的把他的那一个挽回拯救的范围扩大给我们看得很清楚。
Now after chapter 53, we're able to see point by point, bit by bit, God is able to extend to us very clearly the boundary of His salvation, His atonement.
上一次我们轻轻地带到了五十六章。
Now last time we went through very quickly to chapter 56.
我想我们今天晚上重新从五十六章再开始。
I think we'll begin that section once again tonight.
那我们就看到一个非常非常明亮的事实。
Then we're able to see a very, very clear fact.
那当然
of course,
如果按照旧约的那一个历史的发展
if we see the development of history in the Old Testament,
或者说我们站在旧约的立场的上边来看神的工作
or when we stand on the Old Covenant to see the work of God,
你没有办法跳出神的工作是定在以色列这个范围里
we cannot get outside of the boundary that the focus of God's work is upon Israel.
虽然隐隐约约给我们看到神在创世纪的日子或者说在出埃及记的日子神已经在那里轻微的表达他的那个挽回的范围是并不仅仅限于以色列
even though very hiddenly God has hinted to us even in Genesis and during Exodus that the atonement work of God is not merely only limited to the scope of Israel
但是在人的领会这方面没办法跳脱只有以色列民在神的面前才是蒙纪念的。
But in man's understanding, we cannot be delivered out of that concept that the remembrance of God is only upon Israel.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
人的领会跟不上神的那个发表。
When man's understanding cannot follow on to the revelation of God.
但却不能改变神的发表。
Yet it cannot change what he has expressed to us.
神还是照着他自己的定义来做成他所要做的。
God will still finish his work according to his will.
那所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们留意到五十六章一开始的时候
，Therefore, when we see the beginning of chapter 56,
神仍然把对以色列、对他的百姓要说的话没有说尽的。在那里继续的说下去。
God continues to finish the unfinished words which He has for Israel.
但是你很清楚也看见。
Yet, very clearly, we can also see,
从五十六章开始,
starting from chapter 56,
神除了对神的百姓做了一个很确定的提醒以外，神的话已经转向外邦。
Aside from a very clear reminder to his people that is very firm, God's words are also toward the Gentiles.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你看到五十六章开始的时候
，Therefore, brothers and sisters, when we see the beginning of chapter 56,
第一章那里，第一节那里这样说
，First one there reads,
耶和华如此说：你们当守公平，行公义，因我的救恩临近。我的公义将要显现。
Thus saith the Lord God, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come and my righteousness to be revealed.
谨守安息日而不干犯，禁止己守而不作恶， 如此行如此持守的人便为有福。
Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on this, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil.
那这两节的话当然是跟着五十五章末了的那些话来的。
Now these two verses of course follows the last verses of chapter 56, 55.
那五十五章那里所说的话呢，那个听话的对象很显然的是以是神的百姓。
Now very clearly the audience of the words in chapter 55 are the people of God.
那五十六章说的这两节经文呢，你就是没有五十五章那样发展过来，你光看那个字句，你也看到是对神的百姓说的话。
Now even from these two verses in 56, even if we did not have the text in 55, very clearly we can see God is speaking to his people.
因为有一个很突出的要求在哪里。
Because there's a very special requirement there.
那个突出的要求是什么呢？
What is that outstanding requirement? That is to keep the Sabbath.
守安息。
It is to keep the Sabbath.
我弟兄姊妹，这个很显然，那是神给以色列百姓。
Now brothers and sisters, very evidently that's God's command to Israel.
那神在这里说你们要守安息日。
Now God says to keep the Sabbath.
那所以很清楚那个旧约的原则在这里还是蛮强烈的。
Therefore we can see the principle of the old covenant is still very strong here.
但是弟兄姊妹你就看到一件事。
But brothers and sisters, you see one thing.
在以赛亚说这一番话以前。
That is before Isaiah spoke these words.
神借着先知说到以安息日的时候。
Through the prophet when God speaks of the Sabbath.
你几乎你可以看到完全的是跟律法连在一起的。
You can almost say every time the Sabbath is spoken of, it is connected with the law.
如果一提到律法这一件事情，
And when you mention about the law,
律法的本身基本上就是把以色列和以色列以外的民族是分隔开来的。
The foundation of the law basically is to separate between Israel and the Gentiles.
因为如果按照表面的现象来看，律法是赐给以色列百姓。
Because on the external phenomenon, the law was given to Israel.
但是外邦人要承受，要接受律法上的祝福都可以。
Yet, the Gentiles were still able to receive the blessing of the law.
但是他要先承认，我接受亚伯拉罕做我的头头。
Gentiles must first to accept Abraham as their head.
我要归入亚伯拉罕。
And I must enter into Abraham.
那所以如果从外表来看，
Therefore, externally,
律法直接的那个关系人是以色列神的百姓。
The direct relationship the law had was with the people of God, Israel.
对外邦人来说是一条鸿沟。
As to the Gentiles, that is like a gap, a chasm.
但是感谢我们的神啊。
But we thank our God.
神的定义，所以给人有这样的感觉，乃是因为神做工的阶段所带出的结果。
The will of God would give man a feeling, understanding is this way, is because of the stage in which God is working.
因为在旧约的日子，神做工的主要的对象是他的百姓。
Because during the period of the old covenant, the main audience focus of God's work is Israel.
神要先在他的百姓身上建立国度。
God is to first establish the kingdom upon his people.
然后才借着他百姓的国度来扩张神的那个赐福和纪念的范围。
And then through the kingdom, God is to be used that as a channel for his blessing and his salvation.
所以国度没有做建造好的时候，那不是属于国度里头的那些外邦人就没份没关。
Therefore, before the kingdom is established, then the Gentiles who has no covenant within this kingdom have outsiders.
但弟兄姊妹，当你读到以赛亚五十六章的时候，
But brothers and sisters, when you read Isaiah 56,
你发现一个非常大的转变在哪？
You discover a very great change there.
那个转变是什么呢？
What is that?
不错，仍然是在那里很强调安息日。
Yes, the Sabbath is still emphasized there.
但是就不太特别提到律法的事情，特别是十条诫命的事情。
But it is not very emphasized on the law, especially the Ten Commandments.
而是非常明确的，一直在那里突出安息日，安息日。
But it only makes the fact of the Sabbath to be outstanding.
连外邦人能带出一个与神联合的那个结果，也是因为他们守安息日。
It even highlights to a point that even the Gentiles can keep the Sabbath to have this relationship with God.
因为他们守了安息日。
Because if they do keep the Sabbath,
神就把他们从民中分别出来。
Then God will separate them from the nations.
不但是外邦人是如此。
Not only for the Gentiles to be like that,
还特别提到一种人。
But especially this group.
这种人叫做太监。
And this is the eunuchs.
那用希伯里头的话是，是被阉的人。
Now, we know eunuchs are those who are, eunuchs.
那说得清楚就是说，是根本不能生育传后代的人。
And for eunuchs, they cannot bear offsprings.
那但是，也说到这些人。在神的面前也给神悦纳了。
Yet it also speaks of the fact even the eunuchs are accepted before God.
为什么他们给神悦纳呢？
Now why is this so?
因为他们拣选安息日。
That is because they chose and they kept the Sabbath.
他们守安息日。
They kept the Sabbath.
所以在神面前就蒙了拣选。
Therefore they are chosen before God.
那弟兄姊妹你特别注意。
Now brothers and sisters take note.
这里提到神在百姓以外神悦纳了人。
Here it speaks of the people that God accepts outside of His people.
悦纳了人的那个范围就特别指出两类人。
And the boundary of these two groups of people that are acceptable to God.
一类是外邦人。
One are the Gentiles.
一类是太监。
And one are the eunuchs.
那什么是外邦人呢？
Now who are the Gentiles?
那是跟神原来没有在神拣选里边的。
The Gentiles are originally outside the covenant of God, not chosen by God.
什么叫做太监呢？
What about the eunuchs?
太监就是实际，从表面上来看就是说，是失去了生育能力的人。
The eunuchs on the surface are those who are not able to reproduce, they cannot have offsprings.
从实际来说，特别是在这里，神提到他们的时候所给他们的形容。
In reality, when God speaks of the eunuchs, as God describes about the eunuchs here,
就是说到这是没有生命的人。
It speaks of the fact that there are those without life.
所以他那里说太监你也不要说自己是枯树。
Therefore, God says, let the eunuch not say, I am a dry tree.
那什么叫枯树？
What is a dry tree?
枯树就是没有生命的。那个生物。
A dry tree is a plant that does not have life.
那没有生命的当然就不可能有生命的传递了。
Without life, then they cannot extend life.
也就等于是没有生命了。
In other words, they are lifeless.
弟兄姊妹，当我们一看到这样的事情的时候。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we see this,
你就觉得这里面提到这个事情非常重要了。
You discover then the matters mentioned here are extremely important.
因为这些原来在神面前是神所不能接受的。
Because originally these groups of people are not acceptable before God.
外邦人在神的诸约上是局外人。
But now the Gentiles are outsiders of the covenant of God.
太监。
For the eunuchs.
是根本神不能接受他来摸神属灵的事的人。
Now God would not accept them to even touch upon the spiritual matters of God.
弟兄姊妹，如果你读利未记二十一章，你就读出来。
Now brothers and sisters, if we read Leviticus 21, we will see that.
利未记二十一章那里说什么？
What does Leviticus 21 tell us?
就说到一些祭司他不能参加服事的。
It speaks of some priests who cannot enter into service.
按照这个人来说，
according to that person,
他是祭司，
he is a priest,
他是亚伦的子孙，
and he is the seed of Aaron.
他有资格，也唯有他才能有资格在神的殿里边做服事。
He is qualified, only he is qualified to serve in the temple.
但是因为他身体有残缺，
but because there is a shortcoming in his body.
他就不，虽然他是亚伦的子孙，
though he is the seed of Aaron,
虽然他有资格来做祭司的服事，
and he is qualified to serve as
a priest, 但是因着那一个残缺，
but because of that shortcoming,
他就不能再摸会摸里头的事，
no longer then can he touch the matters within the tabernacle.
那我们读立位记读到那一个
Now, when we read about the statue in Leviticus, we especially mention that is an incomplete life. And because of that, you cannot touch the spiritual matters, especially for the eunuchs. And those words, then, they have a physical limitation. And for such people, they are not qualified to touch the matters of God.
那也就是说,
in other words,
在神整个的那荣耀的旨意里头, 他没有资格来接触的。
In that eternal glorious will of God, he is not qualified to touch.
按照他肉身来说, 他有资格。
According to his physical qualification, he is qualified.
但是按照这个实际的观点来说, 他没有资格。
But in his condition, in reality, he is not qualified.
如果实际的那个是没有资格, 就是没有资格。
Now, if in reality he is not qualified, then that will disqualify him.
这就是太监。
And that's a eunuch.
这些也就是外邦人的那个具体的情形。
And that is also the general situation of the Gentiles.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
现在以赛亚在这里发表了53章的那一段很重要的信息。
Here God expressed to us the very importance of the message in Isaiah 53.
现在我们看到这样的在神面前没条件的那些事情发生变化了。
Now we're able to see this transformation of these things previously unacceptable before God.
原来这是在神面前没有条件的人。
Now these people before God originally were not qualified, but now they are.
那他凭什么有呢？
Now according to what qualifies them?
那弟兄姊妹，这个就是我们要特别要注意的。
Then brothers and sisters, that's what we need to pay attention to.
你说他们守律法。
You say they keep the law, the Sabbath.
这里没有提到律法的。
Here it does not mention about keeping the law.
你说他们就献祭。
You say, oh, they sacrifice.
这里也不提献祭的事。
Here it does not mention about sacrifice.
那这里提什么呢？
What does it mention here?
只提一件事情。
Only one thing.
第一就提他与耶和华联合。
At first it says that they are united with the Lord God.
那个是结果。
And that's the result, of course.
他怎么跟耶和华联合呢？
But how do they join themselves with the Lord God?
在旧约里边叫联合呢，就是行律法。
In the old covenant, it is only to keep the law, to be united with God.
包括守安息日在内了。
And that includes, of course, keeping the Sabbath.
除了守律法。
Aside from keeping the Sabbath,
你没有别条路可以跟神联合。
There's no other way to join yourselves to God.
但是稀奇的。
But amazingly,
这里提到这原来跟神没有联合的人。
Here, when those who are not joining themselves to God,
现在和神联合了。
Now they're joined with God.
但他凭什么跟神联合呢？
According to what can they join to the Lord? We said,
不是凭律法,
not by the law,
也不是凭献祭,
not by sacrifice.
那你说在旧约里头把律法跟献祭都拿掉,
then in the old covenant, we take away the sacrifice and the law.
还剩下什么人可以来到神的面前蒙神纪念?
Now then, what would remain for them to be able to be remembered before God?
一点都没有剩下。
Now, there's nothing left.
但稀奇。
But amazingly,
当你读上去的时候,
when you read on,
非常清楚的一个事实,
it is a very clear fact.
很突出的就是, 因为他们守安息日,
it is outstanding highlighted that because they keep the Sabbath.
你说守安息日不是就是守律法吗?
Then you question, keeping the Sabbath means keeping the law.
当然在字句上面来说,
of course, in the letter of the word,
我们也承认安息日是律法里头的一个点。
We acknowledge that the Sabbath is a point within the law.
但是比如说当你真要再留意下去的话，
But brothers and sisters, you pay attention.
你又发现一件事情。
You also discover.
安息日是在没有律法以前已经是神特别纪念的一个日子。
That the Sabbath was even a special day that was remembered by God even before the law.
你怎么知道你记得的？
Brothers and sisters, you recall,
安息日被纪念,
that to keep the Sabbath
是在律法出来以前好多好多好多年,
was given much, much longer before the law was given,
一千多年,
over 1,000 years.
就被神给纪念了。
That God wants to remember the Sabbath.
什么时候开始的呢？
When did that begin?
这创造的日子。
Even in the days of creation,
到了第七天,
on the seventh day,
就是神安息日的那一天, 神安息的那一天,
that is on the day that God rested.
这一天就开始给纪念。
And even on that day, the Sabbath was remembered.
弟兄姊妹们, 这个是很关键的一个事情。
Your brothers and sisters, that is very crucial.
你留意到神整个的创造就是为了安息日这一日可以这样
做。 You can see all of the creation of God was for that day, the Sabbath day.
因为神用六日做成了一切他要做的。
That is because God worked. He created in 6 days.
第七日他就安息了。
And on the seventh day, he rested.
谁安息?
God rested.
谁安息?
Who rested?
神自己安息。
God himself rested.
我们感谢我们的主。
Now we thank our Lord.
当我们要去认识安息日的时候。
When we want to come to understand Sabbath.
我们不是从律法上面去认识安息日。
We do not come to understand that by the law.
我们要回到神起初提出安息日的这个日这个事实的时候来留意神的定义。
We must go back to the original to understand the purpose, the intention of God for the Sabbath.
从创世的那个历史上面来看,
from the historical account of creation,
我们非常清楚地看到,
very clearly we can see,
人怎么能得安息呢?
How can man have rest?
是因为神先得了安息。
That is because God first rested.
神先得了安息。
That God first received rest.
宇宙被一切被造的。
Then all that is created,
包括人在里头,
including man,
也一同享用安息。
Can also enjoy of that rest.
那这是一个非常严肃的事实。
Now that is a very solemn fact.
我们有了这样的一点点的提示。
Now when we have such a little hint for us.
那现在我们来到以赛亚五十六了。
And then when we come back at 56 Isaiah.
我们看到以赛亚很那么重的提出了一些在神面前与神无分无关的人，他们被神纪念那个根据守安息。
Then we can see why it's so heavy upon the foundation for those who are outsiders of the covenant of God, and the foundation they have to join themselves with God is to keep the Sabbath.
弟兄姊妹，你就知道这一件事情是非常重要的。
Then brothers and sisters, you know that is a very important matter.
但是我们单凭创世纪的神得了安息，然后一切都进到安息，这只是一个历史表达出来的。
But if we only use the account in Genesis, how God rested, then all are able to enjoy rest, that is only a principle we can see.
那么用在原来跟神无分无关的人得安息是我们用不上的。
If we're to only use that as an account for us, a principle for us to put it upon these people who have nothing to do with God, it's not a principle we can apply.
但是现在给我们看到用上。
But here we see that it's applicable here.
那为什么能用上？
How come it's applicable here?
根据什么可以用上？
According to what we can apply that same principle.
那就是我们就没有办法能跳脱五十三章了。
Then brothers and sisters, we must connect ourselves with chapter 53 of Isaiah.
因为在五十三章的里边。
Because in Isaiah 53,
是不是可以这样说呢?
Brothers and sisters, can we put it in this way?
我们的神,
our God,
在53章里边又得了满足。
In chapter 53, our God again is satisfied.
又得了安息。
And he again was rested.
因着神得了安息和满足, 就引出原来与在不能有安息的人现在也有了条件享用安息了。
Now because of Isaiah 53 that God rested, that he is once again satisfied, then those who previously were outsiders of God, have nothing to do with God, and also enter into that rest.
显然就是这样一件事情。
Apparently that is because of that.
但弟兄姊妹们，我们也不能不说。
But brothers and sisters, we must also point out,
当你说出这些话的时候，
when Isaiah spoke these words,
能接受这个事实的神的百姓恐怕没有很多。
For the people of God who are able to receive such words, they would be few and rare.
他们可以接受神是这样说过话。
They can accept the fact this is what God said.
但是你真要他们按照这里所说的话去接受那些不能被神接受的人呢？ 那恐怕他们是办不到。
But for them to truly accept those whom God cannot accept, I don't believe the people could be able to do that.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们根本不领会神在这里说持守安息日是怎么一回事。
That is because the people would not understand what is the purpose, what God meant when he says to keep the Sabbath.
因为他们所有的那一个领会就是律法。
That is because their understanding of keeping the Sabbath is only by the letter of the law external to keep the Sabbath. And they have not entered into the essence of the law,
the spirit of the
law.
那我们读到新约的书信的时候，就说到了。
And then that's what it tells us in the New Testament that the law is not by the letter but by the Spirit.
但这个话是跟怎么来的呢？
Now, how does these words come about?
保罗怎么晓得不是根据遗文是根据经义呢？
Now, how did Paul know it's not by the letter but by the Spirit?
弟兄姊妹，这是非常明显给我们留意到的。
Now, brothers and sisters, we can see that very clearly.
因为我们的主亲自在那里宣告这个事实。
That is because our Lord Himself declared that fact.
弟兄姊妹，我们很熟悉马太福音第十一章。
Now, brothers and sisters, we are familiar with Matthew 11.
虽然如果不熟悉那个内容，也起码熟悉那两句话。
Now, even if we're not very familiar with the content, we are very familiar with those words.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
All those who are weary and heavy laden can come unto me.
我就叫你们得安息。
And I will give you rest.
负我的轭，学我的样式的。
And those who take my yoke and learn of me,
他们就必享用我的安息。
They will enjoy my rest.
那是主自己宣告的。
Our Lord Himself declared those words.
你能享用安息，
for you to enjoy rest,
那是根据他。
It is according to Him.
你根据他，
and according to Him, you will receive rest.
还好弟兄姊妹，当我们留意到这件事，
Now brothers and sisters, when we take note of that,
我不敢说你没有注意，但是当你留意到这件事的时候，你一定会发现我们的主在四福音的日子里面受到最大的为难，最多的为难是哪一件事？
I cannot say you did not take notice, but during the time of the four gospels, what troubled our Lord the most, what gave him the most difficulty?
你犯了摩西的律法。
That is that people always say you have sinned against the law of Moses.
不错，你赶鬼，你治病是好事。
Yes, it is good for you to cast out the demons and to heal.
但是一周里面有六天给你行事。
But you can work for 6 days.
为什么那六天你不做？
And why did you not work on those 6 days?
你天天要在安息日里头来做。
But you have done those works on the Sabbath.
就这么多，我这样一提你就会留意到的。
So brothers and sisters, when I mention this, you understand.
我们的主给人最反对的，一个是他说我是神的儿子。
In the four gospels, man opposed the Lord the most was because one, he said he is the son of God.
另外的一件事就是他在安息日里头所显明叫人得安息的那些各种各样的事情。
And the other matter was because he manifested all these things for man to enjoy rest on the Sabbath.
在属灵的实际上面来说，弟兄很清楚看见。
In spiritual reality, brothers and sisters,
神的儿子是神的所，他是他的所事。
We can see very clearly God, the Son of God, is who God is.
在安息日里面所做的是他的所要做。
And that he does what he wants to do on the Sabbath.
是当人在那里一直在那里对付主的时候，
therefore when man continued to oppose the Lord,
主就说出了，
the Lord spoke,
安息日是为人设立的，
that the Sabbath was established for man,
人不是为安息日设立的，
and man was not established for the Sabbath.
换句话来说，
in other words,
安息日是叫人得释放的，
the Sabbath was for us to be free,
不是叫人受捆绑的，
and not for us to be bound.
如果人在安息日里头得不到安息，那就不对了。
Now if man cannot find rest on the Sabbath, that is wrong.
但是人怎么才能得安息呢？
But how is man able to receive rest?
你得着主，你就得安息。
If you gain the Lord, then you will have rest.
为什么呢？
Why? Because the Lord himself said very clearly, because the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath. And he is the Lord of the Sabbath. And he is to give rest on to man on the Sabbath. And on the Sabbath, he is to manifest all of the rest that God has finished. And only under that arrangement, only he can give rest to man. Therefore, he is the Lord of the Sabbath. Therefore, when we're able to grasp all this content in the New Testament, then when we read again this passage in Isaiah, very clearly we can see Isaiah proclaims a new age is to come. The coming of this new age proclaimed by Isaiah is that man will be remembered not according to the law, but it is because of the Son of God who is called the Lord of the Sabbath.
也就是在不是以色列中间他们所盼望的弥赛亚,
and that is also the Messiah whom Israel is longing for.
也就是旧约里面所说的神的仆人,
and that is also in the Old Testament here called the servant of God.
我们感谢我们的神,
and we thank our God.
那弟兄姊妹，这是一个很重要的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important matter.
因着这样的一个身份地位,
and because of this status, this position, this identity being changed, will lead to us a great thing that God is to do under the new covenant. Pay attention, brothers and sisters. Verse 5.
我必使他们在我殿中，在我墙内，有纪念，有名号。 比有儿女的更美，我必赐他们永远的名，不能剪除。
Even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off.
好，我们感谢我们的神。
Now we thank our God.
弟兄姊妹，我要弟兄姊妹们来注意的是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what do I want you to pay attention to?
不是这些外邦人和太监这些人。
It is not upon these group of people, the Gentiles and the eunuchs, that now their status has changed. But the fact, these people, as they come before God, they bring with them a very great thing.
什么事呢?
What is that?
这里就给我们提到一句话,
here it gives us these words.
这句话也是给我们的主在福音书里头所宣告过的,
and these words are also proclaimed by our Lord himself in the Gospels.
那弟兄姊妹留意了,
pay attention, brothers and sisters.
我们的主在福音书里头去洁净圣殿的时候,
when our Lord cleansed the temple in the Gospels,
我们的主说了好些话,
our Lord spoke much words.
你们把我父的殿弄成
That you have made my father's house into a robber's den. Those are some of the words of the Lord. Yet the Lord also said, it is positive. Now my house shall be the house of prayer to all the nations. Now where are those words from? It is from here. When we see this place,
当以赛亚说这个话的日子,
then we can see when in these days when Isaiah spoke these words, in the day when he proclaimed the heart of God, it is almost 1,000 years before the days of the Gospels.
在神的百姓的中间，这一句话也可以说是流传了差不多1000年。
In other words, then these words that our Lord used from Isaiah was kept for over 1,000 years.
但是这样长的一个时间，没有叫神的百姓领会神的心意。But
for over such a long period of time, the people of God did not come to know the heart of God.
结果当我们的主进入圣殿的时候,
when the Lord entered the temple,
就带来主洁净圣殿的一个动作。
He had to take the action of cleansing the temple.
那这个动作呢,
and this action
就带出主一句话,
brought forth these words of the Lord.
我相信我们的主说这句话, 该是和这一件事情有关。
Now I believe when the Lord spoke those words, it is having to do with this matter.
但是这句话只是在约翰福音第二章里面出现过。
But these words only appear in John chapter 2.
在其他地方没有记录。
It was not recorded in the other Gospels.
但是这样，这一个记录也已经给我们领会得到。我不说它100%，我也能说99%。
Now, even though there's only one recording in John chapter 2 of the words of the Lord in that way, I believe 100%, if not, even 99%, it was after the cleansing, the Lord said. The Lord says, what did he say that they have made the house of God into? It says that you have made my father's house into a robber's den. But in John chapter 2, I have reason to believe the Lord also said to them that by doing so, it's like as if you have destroyed the house of God. Now, if you destroy it, and 3 days later, I will raise it again. Now, brothers and sisters, when we grab hold of that, then you know what our Lord is proclaiming there. Then John says, for the Lord. Then, after the Lord was risen from the dead in 3 days, his disciples remember that he has said these words and that it was referring to his body. We thank our God. When we're able to grasp all of these contents, then we're able to see of all these things that happened during the days of our Lord. All these things have been proclaimed already in Isaiah. What the proclamation is that? We thank God. You can take note. These people who originally was not remembered by God, having nothing to do with God, but they're gained by the Lord to be the very materials to build the temple. Now, therefore, within my walls, a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. We thank our God. Now, when we see this matter here,
我们再往下看，然后我再总结一点的弟兄姊妹留意。
We'll continue and then I'll summarize for brothers and sisters.
刚才我们说了很多的话。
Now we've spoken much words.
直接的是指着太监们来说。
It was directly spoken to the eunuchs.
当然外邦人也是在这个原则的底下。
Of course the Gentiles fall under the same principle.
但是刚才所交通的那段话 是直接
But the passage we just shared on was specifically focused upon the eunuchs.
重点是说出一个什么?
What is the point that's being emphasized?
神要把那些没有生命的, 把他们带到成为有生命的。
That is, for those who did not have life, God is to bring them into those who have life.
然后就用着他们来造成神所要的那一个属灵的建造。
And to build them to the spiritual building which God is after.
那个属灵的建造是什么性质呢?
And what is the nature of that spiritual building?
弟兄姊妹们把新约的那个特点就标明出来了。
Now, brothers and sisters, it is made known to us then that characteristic in the new covenant. And what characteristic is that? And that is the building of life.
就是罗马书二章所说的外面做的不是里面做的才是嘛。
That is what is meant in Romans chapter 2, that what is done externally does not count, but only that which is done within.
也是哥林多书上面所说的不在乎仪文，乃是在乎那个那个灵嘛。
And that is also the Corinthian letter. It says that it is not by the letter, but by the spirit.
那弟兄姊妹，这个就是新约的特点。
That is the special characteristic of the new covenant, brothers and sisters.
如果我们留意，
if we take note,
神把他的心思发表，是在以赛亚那个日子已经把整个的规模带了出来。
If we can see how God manifests His heart for us, even in the days of Isaiah, to show us that model.
到了主到地上来的时候，
then when our Lord was on earth,
那就更明确的再来说明这样的一个光景。
Then is even more clearly expressed to us of that condition.
等到他从死里复活过了以后，
and after he was risen from the dead,
使徒们从他那里接受了启示来发表神的计划和旨意的时候，
when the apostles received from him to make known to us the will and the plan of God,
我们很明确的看到，
very clearly we're able to see
神在人中间要做的乃是在生命里边做成神所要得的。
That which God wants to do amongst men is to be gained in the building of life.
就是当我们有这样的一个感觉的时候，
Now, brothers and sisters, when we have such a feeling,
你必须要把这一个事实延伸到创世纪第二章。
We must be able to grab hold of this and connect that with Genesis chapter 2.
当神把他的形象和权柄都做成在被造的人的身上的时候，
That is when God established his authority and his work upon man whom he created according to his own image.
他为什么要安排那个生命树的选择在哪里呢？
Why is it then God must make the arrangement of choosing the tree of life?
许多的时候我们不会想到创世纪开头的那些事情跟我们整个的属灵的那个实际有那么密切的关系。
Many a times we may not think of the intimate relationship the beginning chapters of Genesis have to do with our spiritual life.
但等到一天圣灵把我们的窍一打开，
But one day when the Holy Spirit opens our spiritual channel,
我们没有办法不看见，
then we must see
几乎所有属灵的事情的原则都在创世纪一二三章里边
，pretty much
包括起出在哪里。
All the spiritual principles are shown to us in Genesis 1, 2, and 3.
而神整个做工的目的和方法都在创世纪一二三章里。
All the purpose, all the method in which God works is in Genesis 1, 2, 3.
我们是在感谢赞美我们的神。
Indeed, we praise and thank our God.
那这就给我们看到，在新约的里边，为什么神那么重的用着保罗写了罗马书。
That's why we can see why God used Paul so greatly to write the book of Romans for us.
写了加拉太书。
And to write Galatians.
许多弟兄姊妹说，这两本书好像内容差不多。
Many brothers and sisters would say Galatians and Romans, their content is almost the same. Brothers and sisters, that's right if you say they're almost the same.
但实际上是完全不一样,
but in fact, it's completely different.
因为重点不一样,
because the focus is different.
你觉得它差不多,
you think it's almost the same.
那是因为我们很容易看见,
because it's very easy for us to see,
在加拉太书也好,
whether in Romans or in Galatians,
神是借着生命来做工,
that God works through life.
但如果我们说到这一点的时候,
but when we speak of that point,
那我们不也会问了,
then we must ask,
那整个新约的里边,
then if we look through all of the New Testament, God works through life in all of them.
整本新约都是说出神的生命的里边去做工,
all of the New Testament speaks of the fact that God works through life.
我们感谢我们的神,
and we thank our God.
那并且神这样在生命里面做工,
and the fact that God works in life in this way,
这个工作的果效是一直存到永远,
and the fruit of this life, this work, is everlasting.
我们感谢我们的主,
and we thank our Lord.
那然后弟兄姊妹你留意了,
then brothers and sisters,
从第六章开始就说就也是说的同一类的事情,
it speaks of the same matter starting from verse 6,
但是那个范围就比较大了,
but the boundary is even greater.
那个范围是用外邦人来表达,
then this boundary is expressed to us by the Gentiles.
原来和神无分无关的人, 他们怎么在神的面前成为神的那个罪,
then it speaks of the fact that those who originally had nothing to do with God, how they can be beloved of God. Brothers and sisters, very easily you'll see this. And again, because they keep the Sabbath.
并且又是持守神与人立约所立的约,
and also the fact that they keep the covenant which God has made with man. We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,我们读过耶利米书,
brothers and sisters, who have read through Jeremiah,
耶利米大概是比以赛亚晚100年左右的,
Jeremiah came after Isaiah about 100 years.
在耶利米的日子,
now in the days of Jeremiah,
神就借着他说出了一件事,
and through Jeremiah, God spoke one thing. I think brothers and sisters still remember. God says, the days will come that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. And before, I took their hand and took them out of Egypt. But one day I will lead them from within.
那耶利米书那里头就印证了以赛亚书这里头的事,
and in Jeremiah there it confirms what is written here in Isaiah.
那所以弟兄姊妹你又更清楚一个看见,
then brothers and sisters, even more clearly we see,
这是外邦人来到神的面前,
that the Gentiles came before God. It's not because they kept the law, but it's because they held on to the Sabbath.
还有,
and
他们呢, 也非常, 非常的明确的, 抓牢了献祭的事,
also very tightly they grabbed hold of the matter of sacrifice. But brothers and sisters, take note. What are the sacrifices that they hold on to? According to the concept of the law, for man to come before God, what offering must he offer? He must offer the sin offering.
那个最基本的难处的,
because the sin offering will take care of the very basic matter of sin before man and God.
但是感谢神,
but we thank God.
以赛亚在这里提到,
here Isaiah mentions they also enjoy the fruit of the sacrifice.
但是以赛亚在这里没有说他们在那里支取赎罪祭,
but here Isaiah did not say they appropriate the sin offering.
也当然也没有支取那个赎愆祭,
of course not even appropriate the guilt offering,
也没有取用那个赎祭,
or the meal offering, the grain offering.
弟兄姊妹们, 这就值得我们有点
Then, brothers and sisters, we must take note here then.
赎罪祭, 那是解决罪的,
the sin offering, the guilt offering, is a very basic sacrifice to rid of our sin.
受祭就是说,
the grain offering is that you live very correct, rightly before God. But amazingly,
现在这里有些外邦人,
here, there are Gentiles that are acceptable before God.
不是因为赎罪祭,
not because of the sin offering.
不是因为赎千祭,
not because of the guilt offering.
也不是因为赎祭,
or the grain offering.
是因为什么呢?
Of what?
是因为燔祭和平安祭,
but it's because of their burnt offering and their peace offering.
是因为神就是悦纳他们,
and therefore God accepts them.
因为他们就是会支取恩典来神的面前嘛,
that is, they know how to appropriate the grace before God.
你说那他们用不着赎罪祭了吗?
Then you say, then do they not need the sin offering then?
当然要了,
of course they do.
但在什么时候要呢?
But when?
53章的时候要了,
it is again back in chapter
53.
It is because in Isaiah 53 they went through the path of the sin offering.
这样的一个功用里面的时候,
but now when they enter into this the function of joining themselves with God, they appropriate the burnt offering and the peace offering.
好,
we thank our God.
好,他们,
they're accepted before God.
很明显就叫我们看到,
very clearly it shows us.
那是因为基督,
that is because of Christ.
神的儿子,
the Son of God.
和他所带出来的恩典,
and all the grace which he spring forth.
那因此,
therefore,
神的殿就要称为万民祷告的殿,
my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people.
这一个殿,
and this house,
弟兄姊妹们, 你看得很清楚,
very clearly you can see, brothers and sisters,
我以赛亚在这里就宣告了,
Isaiah proclaims here,
当神这样召聚这些以色列被赶散的人的时候, 就说,
when God will gather all these people, the outcasts of Israel,
这就是被赶上的人以外,
and for those who are out, others outside of them,
我还要召聚别人归并他们,
besides those, I will gather others.
弟兄姊妹们, 你记得,
brothers and sisters, you remember,
在新约里面有一个非常类似的同样的话, 是在哪里?
In the New Testament, there are very similar words. Where is that?
明明就是在主是好牧人那里,
it is very clearly given to us when the Lord says, I am the good shepherd.
主说,
the Lord says,
我还要去找另外一群,
I will still look for another fold. So I will bring them together so that the two folds are one.
弟兄姊妹,这说到什么?
Brothers and sisters, what does that tell us? It speaks of the church.
太清楚了,
it is too clear.
外邦人,
the Gentiles,
跟以色列人已经调在一个羊圈里了,
and Israel are now in one fold.
哦,我们是在感谢我们的神,
and we praise and thank our God.
那所以如果我们读新约, 读到约翰福音的时候,
therefore, when we read the New Testament and we read to John,
多少的话是从以赛亚这边, 我们的主引过去的,
we can see so many of the words our Lord used is from the book of Isaiah.
把当时以赛亚宣告的, 人不明白的,
so all that Isaiah proclaimed which man did not understand,
主就在那里说清楚,
our Lord made clear again.
你们听了一千几百年,
you heard these words 1,000 years and you did not understand. Now you need to understand. And this is what Isaiah was thinking of. And I am the door, the gate of the...
就别人出入得草吃,
and all those who enter through me would gain the pasture to eat.
我另外有羊,
and I have another fold.
我要把他们找回来,
and I will find them.
与你们合成一群,
and I will put the two as one.
我们感谢我们的神,
we thank our God.
弟兄姊妹在以赛亚书里头, 神就宣告了他那个救赎计划在执行的,
in Isaiah, God has already proclaimed to us in the execution of his salvation these few important points.
而头一件事情他说说, 进到新约的时候, 进到神, 的儿子在那里显明神救赎的果效的时候，一切的果效是根据生命。
And when we get to the New Testament, to the salvation, according to this, what the Son of God has done, it is all based on life.
然后神一切的在新约里面所要做成的工作，乃是为着基督的身体的显明。
And all the work of God that He is to do is for the manifestation of the body of Christ.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
如果我们真的是好好的去进入神的话。
If we do enter well into the Word of God.
我们没有办法能停留在那一种心思里的。
Then we can not only remain with that heart.
你说神差遣我们就是为了扩展他的工作。
You say that God sent us, it is to expand His work.
把神的工作扩展的越大越好，越大越好。
So that we can expand the work of God, the greater, the more, the better.
主从来没有说过这样的。
The Lord never spoke those words.
但是主一说再说，也只是说到让我们所看见的，他就是要建造。
But what the Lord shows us again and again is to build the body of Christ.
基督的身体的长成不是根据工作。
And the maturity of the body of Christ is not according to work.
基督身体的长成是根据生命。
The growth of the body of Christ is according to life.
基督身体的长成乃是根据谁做头的。
And the growth of the body is according to the fact that who is
head.
And what is the content of this body? Brothers and sisters, I do have one thing that I cannot understand. Because the word of God is given to His children to read for these thousands of years. Why is it when we read to the coming of the Lord.
人是给带到许许多多的外面的疑问的里面去，就认定那个是做成神的工。
Why is it that man would be brought to the letter of the word to see that is then to them the work of God?
就是说实在话，到现在我都不明白为什么，怎么可能？
To be frank, honestly, even till today, I do not understand how could that be possible that man would understand God's word in this way. Especially when our Lord
很明确地在那里回答门徒，回答那个犹太人的话。
Very clearly answer the Jews.
信那差我来者，就是做神的工。
Those who believe the one who sent me does the work of God.
你接受主。
You accept the Lord.
你根据主。
According to the Lord.
你算发表主。
And you express the Lord.
你就是在那里做神的工。
Then you are doing the work of God.
你不是在那里弄个热热闹闹的场面，就是叫做做神的工。
It is not now you have a great atmosphere and very busy about that. You're doing the work of God.
如果没有叫人遇见主。
If it does not cause man to encounter the Lord.
很多的工作都是虚假的。
Even greater work, it is still false.
在以赛亚那个日子说话已经说得那么清楚。
In the days of Isaiah, the words are spoken so clearly.
到了新约的日子，人好像还是有点迷迷蒙蒙的。
Yet in the days of the New Testament, it seems like man is still confused.
我们真的是需要主来怜悯我们。
Indeed, we need the Lord to have mercy on us.
我们的主在这里明明说出他做工的主要的目的是要造失散的。
Our Lord clearly tells us His work is to gather those who have gone astray and they are all gathered together as one fold. We thank our God.
那当我们看到我们的神当日借着以赛亚说了这么一大段的话。
When God spoke this many words to us through Isaiah,
你就看到我们的主在那里再说一些话，这些话好像就没有那么带着恩典。
We can see as the Lord continues to speak, it seems as these words were not so gracious.
但是弥赛亚显出来，还能有一些不带着恩典的话吗？
Yet, if the Messiah was to be revealed, Can the words not be gracious? But brothers and sisters, when we do read on, we see that is the case. At the very least, when we take chapter 56, the last few verses, it seems not to match the previous few verses. The previous verses are all very gracious. Full of grace. And the last few verses,
不说上气吧,
if it's not discouraging,
最低限度,
is at the very least, when we read the last few verses, it seems to disappoint us.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, even if we read the letter of the word, we'll know.
啊, 我们就会想,
and then we'll think, how is it then we read and we're so excited in the beginning, yet at the very end it just deflates us?
当然这里好是, 你说别气不是别气的话,
now you say this is not other words, not to deflate us.
乃是我们的主也借着以赛亚来宣告, 以后的日子, 神的百姓也好, 外邦人也好, 他们基本上对主的反应是怎么一回事?
But the fact is that the Lord also tells us in these last few verses whether the Gentiles or the people of God, what their response is toward the word of God.
听不进去就是听不进去,
if they cannot listen and receive the words, they just will not.
就像开始的时候以赛亚所说的, 你们是油蒙了心,
and just as Isaiah have said that your hearts are covered, they are dimmed with fat.
眼睛闭住,
and your eyes are covered and your ears are dull.
恐怕你们听见, 又看见, 转回过来,
lest you hear those words and see it, that you would be healed.
弟兄姊妹你留意到我们的主用作这几句话,
brothers and sisters, again you recall, when did our Lord himself say those words? In the four Gospels.
弟兄姊妹们,我们几乎可以说,
brothers and sisters, we can almost say,
神借着53章神的儿子的启示来说出神永远的旨意的时候,
that when the Lord reveals to us his eternal will in chapter 53 of who his son is,
那些称为神的百姓的人, 还是在一个迷迷蒙蒙的里头, 一直到四福音的日子, 仍然是没有更改,
that the so-called people of God were still so dim even from the days of Isaiah until the four Gospels that they did not repent.
严肃地说,
strictly speaking,
一直到现在,
even until today,
许多称为神百姓的人还是在这个迷蒙的里头,
so many of the so-called people of God are still dim and confused in this way.
我们实在要求主怜悯这个世代,
indeed we need to ask the Lord to be merciful to this generation.
那么我们不看, 因为底上列到 57以后 还是接受这个意思来说到, 但是人对主的那一个愚蒙,
now, at the end of 56, even through 57, it speaks of man's response and foolishness before God. Then we won't go on.
但是我想把今天晚上我们所交通过的, 做几个简略的那个, 总结一下,
but I do want to summarize of the few points we have shared this evening.
就是总结, 能享用神应许的条件,
and to conclude, for those who are qualified to enjoy the grace of God.
那头一件事情是什么呢?
What is the first point?
敬畏神, 又活在神心意里边的人,
those who fear God and also live in the pleasure of God,
他们就能越过旧约里边许多
they're able to go beyond, transcend all the limitations, the traditions, the letter of the law and the old covenant to enjoy God Himself.
第二个事情呢?
The second point.
是能从律法的经义的里头认识又取用那神的儿子所事和所做。
It is from the spirit of the law to understand and to appropriate who the Son of God is and what He has done.
那么第三件事情呢?
And the third point.
就是活在神悦纳人的那个喜悦的当中。
That is to live under that acceptable pleasure of God.
那什么是神悦纳人的?
Now, what does it mean, the acceptable pleasure of God? That is when we come into God's presence, that we would be able to see all the work of God is not for us individually, but it is for the body of Christ. It is in order for us to enter into the testimony of the body of Christ.
And
this is the thoughts that I have received from God, what He revealed to us through Isaiah and in the New Testament, these thoughts become reality. We thank our Lord. We will end our sharing here this evening. Next week, we'll continue on.
把我们吸引到今天晚上所交通到的这个地步。
And may the Lord draw us to the point what we have fellowship on tonight.
而救我们脱离下个礼拜我们要开始交通的那些人的愚昧。
To deliver us from what we will fellowship on next week upon the foolishness of men.
我们有点祷告。
Let us have a time of